for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The security pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey security pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey security pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay on a beautiful afternoon here. And, well, with us, of course, is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel's going to bring us up to date on what's really going on in the world, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hi, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan, even though we've got a little bit of a raspy connection. I can hear you fine.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
You know, I was amazed at this IRN radio news before we came on today, talking about the high cost of maintaining the border fence and someone suggesting that we do an audit to make sure that this is, if it really has stopped illegal immigration coming through yet. Well, you know, there's a problem with that, a real problem in that, the fence isn't complete by a long shot, and they don't probably intend to complete it. I got this report from San Diego Minutemen talking about how partial fencing is akin to no fencing at all. The Sinaloa and other drug cartels, they say, operate freely across the California border in Mexico and have killed thousands of Mexican soldiers and civilians in the past 3 years. Now they're boldly targeting Americans. Few San Diego County residents realize that once you go east of Ote Mesa, our border fence consists mostly of light 8 to 10-foot metal pieces of fencing that are easily breached daily by drug and human smugglers. They also have large gaps where there's still no fencing at all. You know, this is incredible. Obviously, as they say here, the double security fence that is now complete from Imperial Beach to Ote Mesa, 14 miles long, is a shining example of how our border can be secured when the federal government takes border security seriously. It's an imposing sight and a strong symbol of American sovereignty. Unfortunately, that fence does little to secure the other 2,000 miles of border with Mexico, most of it easily penetrable by anyone.
Oh, you know, I think it's very interesting, Joel. The thing is that people don't know what's going on down there. In fact, as I was listening to the report on the news, I thought to myself, I don't think that the fence is complete. I mean, but it must be complete if they're talking like this, as if it is complete, and we've got to keep up this whole long fence, and we don't know whether it's being effective in keeping people out. But, of course, the average individual has the impression in their mind from that report specifically designed to deceive the public to the effect that the fence is complete, it isn't doing any good, and, of course, as you point out, it's simply a lie.
Well, you know, this is very typical of news, which spends most of its time just repeating what some government spokesman says about things. And they claim that they're being neutral by simply repeating without commentary, but a statement by government cries out for checking to make sure that there isn't another side to the story, and one that's significant. And the media very rarely does a good job in countering what any government statement, and mostly just shilling and parroting what government says.
I agree with you totally, and I think that this specific news broadcast, which we carry even on our own station, distorts the news. But most people cannot believe that on a Christian radio station that they would have an organization that's putting out news that consistently is inaccurate and is giving the establishment party line. But go right ahead.
Well, you know, I think the reason that happens is that, and I've often wondered and asked the networks, the conservative talk radio networks, you know, why do you have these liberal news stations on? And they are very frank. They pay us to put their news on. This isn't a service that the networks pay for. They get paid for the news. And in turn, they are able to go to their advertising base and say, look, we're on so many stations around the world, and so they can make lots more money from advertisers because of the base that they have. And that's why it's very difficult for a true conservative news bureau to get started, because they don't have the money to pay stations to take them on. So it's a very devious system that is involved, and it's unfortunately a matter of money.
You're absolutely right. Well, if you find anybody who's fabulously wealthy and like to support Radio Liberty, why, you send them our way, but you go right ahead. At least we want to be thankful for the outlets that we do have, so go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, the major story in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief is going to be my conversation with an insider about military contractors, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've been an open critic of the evils of hiring private military contractors, which we'll abbreviate PMCs, who add another layer of secrecy to the public's right to know what legal and illegal acts our government is involved in. Some of my subscribers are current and former members of contract military operations. They are patriotic and don't feel they should be getting the bad rap they are because of a few bad apples. Well, true enough, but my response has always been to include the fact that there's something sinister going on in the very creation and growth of these private military contractors, and it has to do with black operations that the good employees may not see. Now, one insider and subscriber who was involved directly in the founding of one of these major contractors has finally opened up and given me some deeper insights into these operations. So this is what I'm going to share, and it's very interesting, Dr. Stan. First of all, he responded to my question I posed several weeks ago about why would the CIA start outsourcing covert operations? This is the bread and butter of the reason why the CIA exists. He had an interesting answer. He said there's a couple of reasons the agency outsources. The primary one is the lack of internal talent, and the second is a stifling bureaucracy that is truly adverse to risk. Now, this, of course, is talking about the people on the white side of the CIA always being cautious, always worrying about covering their backside, having every lawyer review what may be the consequences of this. He's not speaking about the agency on the dark side. They're used to doing things without, you know, knowing that they've got immunity, knowing that they won't get caught, or if that they get caught, that there'll be a cover-up that will help them out. He says there may well be other reasons, and like my suspicion is that the agency has to cover up for some operations that are completely antithetical to American interest. He says, but I'm not familiar with them, which is true for all people on the good side, unless they happen upon information they aren't supposed to see. He continues in saying, in the days leading up to September 11th, the agency, meaning the CIA, was down to approximately 40 dark side operators. Now, I don't think that's actually operate, but in terms of what was on the white side, that means legitimate, open, these are in America's best interest operators, 40. In a bonded directorate of operations, the DO, or directive operations, is the area that covers and directs special operations. He says, while things have improved since then, the agency still continues to have challenges associated with attracting talent from the soldier fortune community, in particular the Tier 1 guys. Now, he uses a lot of code here, which I'll interpret for you. The Tier 1 are black operations people, your most highly trained. And they're represented by CAG, which is CAG, Combat Operations Group, such as Delta Force and SEAL Team 6 and other things like that. As of yet, and some other unnamed organizations that are one step beyond the capability at this level, meaning super secret operations. From the perspective of the operator, meaning the person who's hired to do black side operations, once they decide to leave the military, their employment options have historically been very limited, which the advent of the PMCs, or private military contractors, the operators have been presented with further options for employment that has only exacerbated the recruiting situation for the CIA. He says, I can't tell you how blank, let me think of a less descriptive word, how ticked off the CIA guys are once they realize that they had that we in the private industry had recruited virtually the entire pool of Tier 1 talent. So that's a very interesting point of view that I had not realized, is that because these private operators can offer so much more money, they've recruited all the good guys, and the CIA just can't get anybody to work for them directly.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we talk about these private military operators. They are they will do just about anything for money. Go right ahead.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area. because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest is Joel Skousen. We're talking about the mercenaries, the private contractors that certainly are working with the CIA, but these people are mercenaries. They're paid. They're highly trained, many of them from Special Forces, Delta Force, the SEALs. They're trained, and they know how to kill. Go right ahead.
I'm talking about the insider information from a person who was one of the people who started one of the major private military contractors, and this is very good insider information. He's talking about the reason why the CIA hasn't been able to recruit anyone, because, one, the PMCs, or private military contractors, offer the opportunity to earn very good money, more than the CIA, doing interesting work. Two, they're doing something slightly less dangerous than their field of expertise, but continue to get work with many of the same guys they served with in the military. Three, they don't have to deal with the ridiculous bureaucracy of the CIA. And four, experienced Tier 1 guys, the guys who do black operations, who are typically older, mid to late 30s, don't want to have to babysit a fresh new punk that just graduated from the farm. And the farm refers to the CIA covert training camp in Virginia. The bottom line, he says, the agency can't attract the talent because it is run by a bunch of risk-averse attorneys and guys who know how to do the stuff they need to do but don't want to work for them. This has resulted in the wholesale outsourcing of most projects to include the agency's own field security. This is very interesting, Stan. It says, for example, the primary agency security contract has been held for years by MVM Incorporated, owned by Northrop Grumman. But as the GWAT, as they call it, Global War on Terror jobs expanded, Blackwater, Triple Canopy, and others got into the action. It's a completely closed world, he says, to insiders only. You have to have the, quote, right clearances to even bid on these contracts. But if you don't have a contract, you can't even get the clearance. Now, isn't that interesting? A real catch-22. If you go to the ATF and say, I want to bid on these contracts, or go to the Department of Defense and say, well, you got to have the clearances, and you go to try to apply for the clearances, you got to have a contract to have the clearance. In other words, nobody need apply unless they ask you, and they only ask their fellow insiders. He says it's basically a closed, tight-knit fraternity that few people are aware, much less know how it operates. For example, in my experience, most people don't know that most agency guys, CIA, won't even go into the field, meaning out to do an operation, without a private security team to keep them out of trouble. He says, that being said, these contracts are competitively bid among insiders, and that's why he says sort of competitive. As for some of your, he's talking about my editor, my World Affairs Brief assumptions about black side operations, and I had said in the past there's a dark side agenda, including the training up of thugs to someday take down American patriots. He says, I won't tell you that you're wrong, but I will tell you that they're not nearly as conspiratory, evil, or underhanded as you think. Now, I think he's speaking from his own experience on the white side of these operations. I mean, this is a good person. He is correct about the day-to-day affairs that most of his group is involved in. He says, the 100 or so Tier 1 operators that I know are, by and large, great guys, and they love their country. However, most are wired a little different. That's kind of code for, you know, they aren't really normal in the sense of you have to be wired a little different, which is the psychological makeup that allows them to kill people and not to have too much remorse about it. I'm not really comfortable, frankly, Stan, with people who can do those things without asking questions. If I were asked to kill somebody, I'd want to know exactly and specifically why this was a threat. I wouldn't do it simply on taking orders. And they don't want that kind of person to ask questions.
Well, I think they usually, though, they'll appeal to the people saying, well, you know, this is for your country. This man's a threat to America. And I've interviewed a couple of CIA assassins, and that's always the theme that they use. You're being patriotic by killing this person. This is for your country.
Yeah, but they won't give them the evidence. That will be classified. Well, next, this source gave me some insider details on a large PMC company that he was involved in. Now, I've deleted the names to protect his identity, but here's what he said. The agency tried to force a merger between this unnamed PMC and a spook workshop with approximately, and a spook refers to people who work or a front company for the CIA, spooks or spies, with approximately 90% of its revenues coming from the intel community. And I was against it, as I was going, it was going to screw our early shareholders. See, he was at the startup of this major paramilitary mercenary company, which is very big today. This led to a coup. There were two closet leftists I had brought into the company by mistake that conspired to steal it from me and sell it to the spook shop on behalf of the agency. They were unsuccessful and eventually lost a costly court battle to me that resulted in a bunch of slimy, underhanded moves on their part. You know, I'm putting his language in fairly acceptable form. I mean, the real language is a little more coarse as it is for these types of Tier 1 ex-military types.
I appreciate you not using the language out of my program. Go right ahead.
I was eventually bought out once they realized that the litigation associated with the coup was going to kill them. The unnamed PMC company has struggled somewhat since then, he says, having lost the majority of their Tier 1 guys, and only in recent history has Blackwater struggled with the attacks from the left, have begun to really grow again, taking over Blackwater's Department of State contracts in Iraq, among others. Now, the ATF, that's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, he says, is merely a pawn in the game. To this day, I will always remember the ATF, this is really interesting, arriving unannounced at our offices in Chicago and telling us that they were, quote, here to help. Oh, really, he says? Well, that was an interesting conversation. Anyway, the ATF told us to get our paperwork in order by someone up the food chain. Now, that's code for the higher powers in Washington, D.C., and this confirms my claim that no one but insiders gets invited to get the special licenses required to deal with the lethal military equipment. In other words, the ATF showed up at their office with orders from Washington, go to this company and tell them, and you get their paperwork in order and submit it up to us in Washington. I mean, they didn't even have to ask for this contract. Somebody on the inside was told, and it was only after these two insiders that he had mistakenly hired took over the company and formed a merger with this other spook front firm, which has an interesting name. Anyway, he says most PMCs don't own the equipment and the weapons they operate. Well, and that was very surprising to me, Stan. He says, while the weapons are purchased by the companies, they are purchased on behalf of the U.S. government under contract and are used by the PMC during the term of their contract and at the end are theoretically supposed to return it to government, except that that the contracts are almost always constantly replaced by another contract, kind of a revolving door, so they end up keeping the weapons. And, of course, obviously government loses track of where they are, and that's how all these things get out into the dark underworld.
All right. Well, of course, our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. We're just talking about the world of private military contractors, the role of these mercenary organizations that are out there that certainly will contract with the CIA for perhaps a very decisive action. We'll be back in just a minute with Joel Skousen.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this afternoon, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization and perhaps get a free trial and hopefully want to go ahead and subscribe.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget how to do that, they can just go to the website, and it tells them how to do that on the front page. Of particular interest to your listeners might be the top news stories of each day, which are posted on our website. My research staff, all volunteer, does a real yeoman's job in sorting through all of the stories in the Internet and coming up with the ones that are most credible to post. And then I even take apart those and add things, as we're talking about today, that I get through my own sources. So the World Affairs Brief is a very rich addition to people's search for the truth on the Internet. I focus on putting back into the news the things the news media purposely leaves out, and that's how most manipulations occur.
And I... believe it's an excellent source of information. I go there every morning after I do my emails and scan the news. Saves me a lot of time. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, with that somewhat balanced approach to the black waters, I need to turn attention to additional details about the dark side of the PMCs or the private military contractors. The details on the Blackwater prosecutions paint a very dark picture, as Jeremy Scahill writes. On September 7th, federal prosecutors in Washington, D.C. submitted papers in the criminal case against the five Blackwater guards for their alleged role in the Nisour Square shooting in Baghdad that killed 17 Iraqis civilians and wounded 20 more. Now, what's interesting is that they have found through interviewing a lot of people, a lot of people have turned state witness that were guards, that knew these guards, that worked with them. They said they fired on innocent Iraqis not because they actually believed they were in imminent danger, which is what the company always claimed, but that they had, rather they fired at innocent Iraqi citizens because of their hostility towards Iraqis and their grave indifference to the harm their actions would cause. Now, that's a general statement, but it's very interesting that when you look at the specific charges, it's incredible. One defendant, Nicholas Slatton, made statements that he, to his buddies that he wanted to kill as many Iraqis as he could as payback for 9/11. And that shows you, Stan, that there are consequences for the disinformation that this was a terrorist attack. You know, in fact, as we've discussed many times before, our government planned and implemented this with cutout terrorists that they had control through Osama bin Laden and others. And he repeatedly, Slatton, that is, boasted about the number of Iraqis he had shot during these 12 months. Slatton deliberately fired his weapon to draw out return fire and instigate gun battles in a manner that was inconsistent with the use of force and escalation of force policies that govern Blackwater personnel in Iraq. Now, that last statement I just read, by the way, is at the end of every single charge of these individuals. And that can only mean one thing, Dr. Stan. I'll repeat it. That were required. It says, this action was in disregard of the use of force policies that were required to follow as a condition of their employment as Blackwater guards. This statement is included in the end of every paragraph to make sure that Blackwater itself is exonerated. I mean, and they shouldn't be exonerated because Blackwater, you know, hired these guys, and I can't believe that Blackwater personnel, supervisors, if they had orders to screen out these violent, wild west types, couldn't have done so before these types of things happen. I mean, believe me, if the troops know what these guards are saying and things, so do it filters up to the higher-ups and, you know, the intermediate levels all over the place. One of the defendants, Paul Slow, and Evan Liberty, that's his name, Evan Liberty, routinely threw water bottles and other items at unarmed civilians, vehicles, white, you know, they're driving through town and they're throwing water bottles at cars behind them or passing to their left and at bicycles without justification in order to attempt to break automobile windows, injure and harass people, and just for sport. Now, this comes from damning testimony, of course, by fellow guards. Defendant Evan Liberty, who was one of the worst ones, discharged an automatic weapon from the turret of his Blackwater armored vehicle without aiming at a target, without regard to who might be struck by wounds. He discharged in another incident his automatic weapon from a porthole. Now, they're just driving around town, Stan. And this guy just pulls the trigger and starts spraying bullets. I mean, that's the kind of egregious conduct we're talking about here. Now, these people are not nice people. They may be good buddies and things, but these are corrupt, unprincipled, amoral people. It's significant, of course, that the federal prosecutors reject any suggestion by Blackwater, the defendants in this case, that the men in Nisour Square acted in self-defense. I mean, there is simply no justification for these actions. There's no self-defense involved whatsoever about it. Now, there's also the growing story of the sexual horrors among paramilitary contractors tasked to replace U.S. Marines as embassy guards. And why they're replacing Marines is just unbeknownst to me. You know, the excuse was that after the embassy attack in Lebanon, that Marines couldn't handle it, and so they were going to establish a major new bureaucracy, the Bureau of Embassy Security, and that bureau, in fact, has been the ones who have been hiring all of these paramilitary contractors. Spencer Ackerman noted, PMA security company hired to protect the U.S. Embassy in Kabul lost its contract with the State Department in 2007. Now, that company happens to be MVM, the same one that my source talked about trying to take over and his security company that he had started. So they've been in the business a long time. They lost their contract over its failure for its guards to speak English. It was incredible. They were hiring guards out of Latin America who spoke no English. Now, how do you defend an embassy under attack when the guards can't talk to one another because some guards don't speak English? Just incredible.
I agree.
Now, and what's interesting is that MVM got fired over that contract, and then they hired Armor Group, the one that was involved in the naked swimming pool parties and gay sex type thing among the guards. And Armor Group proceeded to import dozens of people who couldn't speak English, and they still hold the contract today. I mean, how do you remove one contracted company for hiring guards that don't speak English and allow another one when it's right there in the contract that everyone must be fluent in English? You know, is this just stupidity? A senior diplomat says the ultimate contract of MVM's predecessor for Embassy Global Risk was extended on an interim basis until the contract was re-awarded. Private security contractors routinely hire non-English speaking guards for the developing world who are willing to work for almost nothing. A former Armor Group official, James Sauer, sued the company for unjust termination and claimed in an ongoing lawsuit that the guards Armor Group hired to protect the embassy in Kabul were nothing more than slave labor. Now, this is opposed to, of course, Blackwater and Triple Canopy and PRV and DynCorp, who played big dollars, huge amounts of money for Tier 1 operatives. These are just guards. And guards, in fact, Marine guards were highly trained in embassy security, and these don't appear to be trained at all. The same situation is not just happening in Kabul, but also in the Iraq embassy. You know, this new monolithic embassy that's just several acres in size. According to senior government officials intimately familiar with the operations of the embassy in Baghdad, many of the guards employed by contractor Triple Canopy and overseen by the Bureau of Diplomatic Security have no or little proficiency with English.
Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen as we discuss some of these problems. And you have to ask yourself, are officials totally incompetent or is there another agenda? We'll be right back with Joel.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest Joel Skousen. We've got about 6 minutes, so Joel, you take it from there.
Well, the important thing I want to cover in the last part of this story is, are they above the law? Yes, it appears that way. In a statement released yesterday, concerned Foreign Service officers pointed to an internal corporate culture of State Department Bureau of Diplomatic Security that promotes the concept that all things are allowable in defense of the nation's security and that employees who perform illegal acts in the name of security will be protected. The group complained that the Bureau encourages agents to view themselves as being above the law, and that whistleblower complaints are ignored as a matter of course. Now, this was just recently reinforced by a judge in the U.S. who happens to be a crony of Vice President Dick Cheney. As detailed in a separate article by Jeremy Scahill, he said on September 11th, the U.S. Appeals Court for the District of Columbia announced in a 2-1 decision that it was throwing out a lawsuit against CACI International and L3 Communications. Those are both military contractors, which are being sued by Iraqi civilians for their role in the torture and abuse of their family members at the Abu Ghraib prison. The companies provided the interrogators at the prison at the height of the abuses there who did the abusing. So these are companies directly, whose employees abused people. And this suit alleges that the employees of the company conspired with U.S. Army Reservist Charles Grainer, who was convicted of prison abuse and is currently serving 10 years in Leavenworth, and others of torture at Abu Ghraib. Several of the plaintiffs are Iraqis whose torture was depicted in graphic photos revealed over the past several years. The judge who wrote the majority opinion, Lawrence Silberman, friend of Cheney and Rumsfeld, said, during wartime where a private service contractor is integrated into combatant activities over which the military retains overall command authority, a tort claim arising out of the contractor's engagement in such activities shall be preempted. Incredible. This constitutes official court sanction for lawless behavior under the guise of acting under military command. And, of course, the military is immune. You can't sue them. Now you can't sue the contractors because they come under the umbrella of the military. I mean, this is just egregious.
Well, maybe they can sue Cheney and Rumsfeld, and they ought to be sued, and I don't know if it's possible to do it, but these are wicked and evil men.
Yeah, they certainly are, Dr. Stan. It's a great, sad thing. Well, I have two final comments. One, the manner in which these security companies continue to receive contracts despite egregious violations of those contracts, as well as the moral and legal rules that govern society, is evidence that there is a deeper and darker underlying agenda and support system for this mercenary system. I mean, there will always be mistakes in government, but the pernicious manner in which this pattern of corruption is both tolerated and allowed to continue smacks of something only conspiracy and corruption at the highest levels can explain. It reminds me, frankly, of the decades of the U.S. State Department continually aiding and abetting communist takeovers of nation after nation. And yet no one responsible was ever fired or brought to account. In fact, they were always promoted, despite the fact that numerous anti-communist organizations and persons of high stature in the United States protested and tried to get the State Department to fire these people. This is evidence, in my opinion, of a globalist agenda against liberty. Number two, my readers will note that there's a stark contrast between my source, who is generally defensive of the good personnel working for PMCs, and the emerging stories of immoral debauchery and unjustified killing of civilians. Both are true. There is a white side and a dark side to every government agency or arm of government that has lethal power. I've been a military officer, and corruption in personnel widely exists, even though most do a good job when on official duty. It's their private lives after hours that are a mess, and with a few notable exceptions. Immorality among military personnel on deployment is, by my estimate, above 90%. The use of prostitutes is epidemic, and the military makes virtually no attempt to stop it, only to mitigate the effects of venereal disease and evade or buy off the legal damages that occur when drunken sailors, soldiers, or Marines abuse, rape, or beat up local women. Now, occupation military forces always corrupt a nation morally, even when the cause might be just, which in the case of Iraq and Afghanistan is very doubtful. Now, so I'm making a distinction, you know, even though I don't want to make a blanket thing, my experience is that even good military men have moral bad habits and are very much corrupted when they get overseas, especially when they get away from their families. They're almost all unfaithful to their wives. And there are some exceptions, some notable exceptions, but it takes real willpower and self-control to avoid the massive peer pressure to go out drinking and whoring that happens in most military units. There are, of course, some National Guard units in the state of Utah, which are almost all Mormon personnel, who are really exceptions to this. I mean, it's simply there's a positive peer pressure that doesn't allow that. But among other instances, when Mormons and even evangelical Christians or fundamental Christians are a small minority among them, there's tremendous pressure to focus on these individuals and corrupt them and get them to drink and then do other things and eventually to be immoral.
Well, I'm afraid it pervades every aspect of our society, and not only the men, the soldiers, the officers, but their wives as well. Anyway, we're out of time, Joel. God bless, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Thanks very much. It's always good to have you with us. And, of course, our guest has been Joel Skousen. And certainly I hope that many of you out there will listen, will go to his website, worldaffairsbrief.com. Fascinating information you need to know to keep abreast of what's going on today. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And we're dependent upon those of you out there across America that know what's happening and want to help, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a product that you could advertise, of course, it would be deductible, anything of that sort. If you know advertisers who'd like to advertise with us, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WARM, because I'd love to be able to expand what we do to reach more people. I don't take a salary. My wife works 12 hours a day, and she doesn't take a salary. We do what we do because we want to have an impact on what's going on, and if you can help us, you'll be part of that impact. Then I want to remind you certainly about the all-day seminar we're having on the 25th of October, and we're bringing in a great group of speakers, and, of course, if you're going to come, you've got to have a reservation. The number is 1-800-544-8927, and if you give us a call, we'll tell you about the local facilities here where you can stay. That's 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our new 4-CD set, well, it's a couple of months old, on deadly assassins, and where we actually interview a couple of CIA assassins, and we interview the man or track down the man who was assigned to kill General Patton. We carry the book Target Patton. We actually have a 4-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, the book Oh, Who Killed Bobby, and then the DVD RFK Must Die. We've got great information on the effort of our leaders, of President Johnson and Robert McNamara, to kill all the American soldiers and sailors and Marines on the USS Liberty back in 67. These men were threatened and told they would be killed if they ever revealed what happened. They were threatened by their own officers, and they lived in terror, some for 20, some for 30 years. But now they've had the courage to come forward, and you'll hear them giving their testimony in the 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. We have a DVD. We have a video. You can get the USS Liberty special. Well, along, it's got the 4-CD set, the video, the DVD, and they're all top quality. And then, of course, other material we've accumulated. And then, of course, we have the information on the murder of Martin Luther King, because he wasn't killed by James Earl Ray. But, of course, we can't let the American people realize that there is a dark force within our government that is actively killing people and killing American civilians and American leaders. We've got great information on the death of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. That's the poor tape set on the murder of President Kennedy, a JFK update, a Kennedy update. We'll actually hear my interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress. We've got a great DVD put out by Bob Fletcher with all sorts of wonderful footage. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Got a great book on Family of Secrets, all about the Bush family. Everything you ever wanted to know and haven't heard. So, well, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next half hour, they'll be the views of Dr. David Ray Griffin, and we're going to be talking about Building Number 7, because that's really the key to understanding what happened on September 11th, 2001, I mean, I'll have to admit that it was a couple of years after the attack. I just didn't want to believe that those buildings were brought down by explosives. But after watching Building 7 come down on video, and the videos are readily available on the Internet, you can see the center of the building collapse first and the base of the building collapse. Obviously a controlled demolition, and I want Dr. David Ray Griffin, who's written a series of wonderful books on this subject, but has written a recent book on Building Number 7. I want him to give you the background of the information that should convince everyone that this was a controlled demolition. Dr. Griffin, thank you very much for being with us.
Good to be back with you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you pick up the story?
It's a big story. As I guess you may have said, my book, The Mysterious Collapse of World Trade Center 7, Why the Final Official Report About 9/11 is Unscientific and False, has just appeared. And I've been pleased. I've got some really fabulous reviews already on Amazon.com. And This book, to give a little background, develops the idea that the 9/11 truth community has had from virtually the beginning, that Building 7 was really the Achilles heel of the official story. And our suspicion that that was the case was borne out along the intervening years by the fact that they really tried to keep it quiet, the very fact that this building came down. In fact, I was just talking to a fellow in Washington, D.C., who was talking to somebody who had been in the intelligence all these years. And at lunch, he brought up the question of Building 7. This guy did not even know that Building 7 of the World Trade Center had collapsed, even though he was in, I don't know if he was CIA, but he was in some intelligence organization. They didn't show it on TV after that first day when Dan Rather, bless his heart, said, well, you know, that looks just like those buildings we saw being brought down by dynamite or other explosives so many times in the past. We didn't see that again. We saw the towers over and over and over being hit by the planes and coming down, but not Building 7. And then when the 9/11 Commission report came out in 2004, they didn't even mention the fact that the building had collapsed.
But now eventually they did come up with a building said based on scientific facts, definitely to show that it, you know, was a sort of a, related to the fires. And you address that specifically in your book, don't you?
Well, yeah. This was not the 9/11 Commission, but this was NIST,
right,
the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which was given the task of coming up with the definitive account. And they were supposed to produce that originally in 2004, along with the report on the Twin Towers.
I'm going to ask you to hold that
okay.
thought for just a moment as we bring some other stations on board.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. Nutra Medical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains Nutra Defense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow Nutra Defense with Nutrimune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The First Line Defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest is Dr. David Ray Griffin. We're talking about his latest book on the collapse of Building Number 7. But, of course, he's talking about the report when it finally came out last year. The government report, obviously, was a whitewash. You can't admit, yes, we took it down, you know, we did that. It's just like we did the Twin Towers, you know, nobody's going to say that. So what did they do? How did they explain Building 7 coming down looking just like a controlled demolition?
Yeah, so they said fire did it, and... And the way that it came down looking like controlled demolition, they did a really horrible job with. They acted like they were really pleased with their count. What they did was they said, well, obviously it was a progressive collapse. Obviously not all the 82 columns could have come down simultaneously, because they knew, like everybody knew, that that would have required explosives to remove all the columns simultaneously. And when you see the building, you can see that's what happened, because, as you said, the building comes down symmetrically. The roof line stays virtually horizontal, coming all the way down. So that means all the columns came down simultaneously. But they said, well, no, it only appeared to be simultaneous. It was really a progressive collapse. So they had a theory in which a girder failed, and that allowed a beam to run wild, and that beam ran into column 79, and then column 79 knocked over two neighboring columns, and then all hell broke loose. All 82 columns came down. Well, you know, that would take quite a bit of time. And when you see the building coming down, it doesn't come that way down that way at all. And in fact, what they do is a computer model of the building coming down. But the computer model is based upon their notion of progressive collapse, and they have a very wrinkled roof line. And they say, well, we thought this modeled the actual videos reasonably well. And a physicist named Frank Greening, who kind of wants to defend the official story, doesn't want to say explosives were used, but even he read that statement and just exclaimed, reasonably well, it doesn't look anything like the roof line in the actual video. So they were not able to explain at all why it came down symmetrically with a horizontal roof line.
Well, but actually, as it came down, and certainly on the two sides it's horizontal, but doesn't sort of the center of the roof sort of cave in as if they've taken out the central beam, so it'll collapse in?
Oh, that's right. This penthouse, they call it, that is kind of a preliminary movement, and but then once that movement occurs, then the rest of the roof line comes down. So that's above the roof line. You see that coming down, and then so there is a little kink in the roof line, but not much. But for the most intents and purposes, it is horizontal. So we say it was virtually horizontal.
And, of course, really, it just sort of the whole base of the building gives way, and then the building collapses in its own shadow, doesn't veer to the right, to the left. It just sort of collapses in on itself, which is not the way that a building would do. If you had a fire in it, you would have asymmetrical collapse, and this was totally symmetrical.
Well, that's right. And there's another thing, too. Even if, and here we're talking about if this were possible, which it isn't, but even if it were possible for fire to have so weakened the steel that the building would collapse, it would not have a sudden onset. So one of our physicists, David Chandler, says that for him, actually the most convincing thing that it's controlled demolition is the very sudden onset, because fire would weaken steel, and the steel would start to bend, start to sag, and you'd start to see movement in the building. You don't see anything. You just see it perfectly still. Then you have that little penthouse come down, and then the building from a full stop just comes down and actually starts coming down in free fall acceleration. And that's the other big issue, and the one that I end my book with, because this David Chandler, this high school physicist, forced NIST to admit that the building came down in free fall for over 2 seconds. They had been saying all along, oh, you conspiracy theorists are saying it came down in free fall. No, it was 40% slower than free fall. Well, Chandler shows, he says, you know, he just put a video on the internet, and he says, look, you can just measure it. Here. And this is elementary physics. And they had explained why free fall would be impossible, because Shyam Sunder, the head of NIST, the guy who did the public presentations, he said, well, no, you know, not everything happens at once. It couldn't be instantaneous. This is progressive collapse, and you couldn't have free fall because the stuff down below would offer resistance. You could only have free fall if the stuff down below wasn't offering any resistance. So that's what he said in August. But when he put out his final report in November, he said, well, okay, there were 2.25 seconds of absolute free fall, and that contradicts his theory. His theory does not allow for free fall, so you have built into the final NIST report on World Trade Center 7 an absolute contradiction between its theory, which is progressive collapse, and then the empirical fact of instantaneous free fall collapse for the first 2.5 seconds. So this is, you know, insofar as you can get absolute proof, this is what we have here.
What about the NIST, this national organization that was certainly doing the government's bidding? Wasn't there somebody who was on that organization that actually dropped off? He said it was simply hijacked. What was that story?
Well, he had dropped off a few years before. He came out with his public statement. But, yeah, he had been there in the early years when NIST was working on the project. And he said NIST had become so politicized that it was essentially no longer a scientific agency. He says the scientists there no longer have any scientific independence. So they can't just say, well, here's what science says and publish it. He said every report we put out had to go through the National Security Council Agency, the front office of NIST, which is, Commerce Department. NIST is an agency of the U.S. Department of Commerce. So during those 8 years when it was working on these reports, it was an agency of the Bush-Cheney administration, which, of course, had been charged by the Union of Concerned Scientists for politicizing or distorting politics for political ends. And this document had been signed by many, many thousands of scientists, including many Nobel laureates and National Medal of Science winners. So it's no big surprise that the Commerce Department, that the Bush administration working through the Commerce Department would force a perversion of science. And it also then was right under the Office of Management and Budget, which is an arm of the Oval Office. And so they had to approve everything with these three agencies. So even if these guys had wanted to tell the truth, they wouldn't have been allowed to.
Well, now, was there anybody in building number 7 who heard any explosions? I've heard some suggestions of that, but you never know what to believe and what not to believe.
Well, yeah, and actually this is the longest section in my book when I deal with the testimonies of two men who were there, two city officials who were in the building that morning. One of them was Michael Hess, who was Giuliani's good friend, Mayor Giuliani's good friend, and his corporation counsel. So he was Giuliani's lead attorney for the city of New York. Had several hundred attorneys working under him. The other man was Barry Jennings of the New York Housing Authority, and he was in emergency management. And the deal was, whenever there is an emergency, they were supposed to go, along with other people, first responders, to floor 23 of Building 7, which is where Giuliani had his emergency management center. Well, they said they got up there and everybody was gone already. So Jennings got on the phone and called somebody and said, well, what should we do? And the message was, get out of there and get out of there fast. So they tried to use the elevator. It wouldn't work, so they started running down the stairs. They got to the sixth floor. There was a huge explosion that knocked the floor landing, the stairs, out from under them. They were able to climb back up and get up to the eighth floor and break a window and call for help. And the firefighters came and got them about an hour and a half later. But in the meantime, they had first started to come to get them, and then they ran away. And Hess and Jennings didn't know at the time why, but that was because the South Tower had come down. That was at 9:59. And they came back and started to rescue him again, and then they ran away again. Well, that's when the North Tower came down at 10:28.
Well, you know, I've tried to study this as carefully as I could. I'd never heard those stories until you wrote about them. Weren't there several explosions in the building at that time?
Is that music playing me
off?
Yes,
I have. Well, we'll wait until we get through the music. And our guest, Dr. David Ray Griffin, we're talking about what really happened to Building 7. And the stories, you probably never heard these stories, nor had I until recently. There were people in the building, and there were some explosions there.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone
has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Griffin's telling the story of Barry Jennings, because Barry Jennings actually told the story about what had happened as they raced down the stairs, and they got to the sixth floor, and suddenly there was an explosion, and the stairwell that they were on, the stairs just simply were destroyed, and they had to run upstairs, and it took some time before the firefighters were able to get them out. There were several, weren't there several explosions? Was it just the one in the building when they
were there? Jennings said that while he was waiting to be, while they were waiting to be rescued, lots of explosions kept going off in the building.
And, of course, they kept telling him after he got out that it was the diesel tanks, but he didn't believe it at all. And then when he told the story, and he did this on video, and, of course, then he started getting threats, you know, and so he...
I don't know that he got any threats to his life.
All right.
The only thing we know is he felt like his job was being threatened. It's possible he did, but to my knowledge, he didn't tell Dylan Avery that he felt like his life was threatened.
All right, fine. So, but then eventually, when did he die and how did he die? Because he was not that old a man, was he?
That's right. He was 53 when he died, and it's been very difficult to find out any information. The only things anybody has been able to find out are two pieces of information. One, that he died on August 19th. Now, I mentioned earlier that NIST put out its preliminary report, or that draft for public comment, in August. Well, that was August 21st. So if Jennings died on the 19th, he died 2 days before NIST was going to put out its report, have its big press conference where it announces the mystery of the collapse of Building 7 has been solved. The only other thing people have been told was that he died in a hospital. Well, you know, lots of people have died in hospitals under rather suspicious circumstances, and this does seem to be one. Dylan Avery hired a private detective, reputedly one of the best in New York, to find out what she could. And so a day later, Dylan got a note from her, an email from her saying, I'm refunding your money. Please never contact me about this individual again. I've determined this is a job for the police. Well, like Dylan said, that's not the reaction you would expect if what she discovered was that he had died innocently in his sleep in the hospital.
Well, obviously, you might suspect if she said, never contact me again, that maybe she got some sort of an offer she couldn't refuse. And but certainly this whole thing is surrounded in, you know, in mystery, and it should be very straightforward. I mean, but I've talked to people who were actually had to do with this, who've actually had their lives threatened. I don't know if you ever knew Jimmy Walters.
I knew Jimmy very well. And, I know Jimmy very well.
Or is he still around? I mean, last thing
he
I
was heard, living in Europe.
He had to go to Europe. He was frightened for his life. Wasn't that your understanding?
He did get afraid. Yes, that's at least one of the reasons he moved to Europe.
And then, of course, Michael Rupert, similar circumstances. Do you know where Michael is?
Last I heard, he was back east in New York City or somewhere in that area. But I've not had any contact with him for many years.
Right. Well, we had interviewed him a number of times, you know. But anyway, if anybody knows where he is, I'd love to get in touch with him. But there have been pressure that's been put on people to well, just not to come forward and tell the truth. Didn't this gentleman that you were talking about, Mr. Jennings, didn't he testify before the 9/11 Commission?
He wasn't sure which it was, but it was NIST to which he testified in 2004. And because it's in their records, the 9/11 Commission would not have been interviewing anybody about Building 7 because they weren't going to mention Building 7.
All right.
So no, it was NIST, and I have sent a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, to see Barry Jennings and Michael Hess's interviews, and NIST refused.
I wonder why. Why, if there's nothing to cover up, why would they refuse?
Exactly. They gave a very, very weak reason, and one of the lawyers in the 9/11 movement is going to challenge the refusal.
Well, I hope you'll keep after it. I'm sure you will. Anyway, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's been fascinating. And maybe next time we can keep you on the whole hour. But I know it's dinner time back there. And thank you so very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and unfortunately, Dr. Griffin couldn't stay with us any longer, but so it's going to be open lines the second half hour. If you'd like to talk about building number 7 or whatever you'd like to talk about, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the story of Barry Jennings is really very important. I only became aware of it just within the last couple of weeks. And he was a gentleman who actually worked for the city, who was actually in building number 7. They raced up there as soon as the attack became obvious we were under terrorist attack. He was part of the task force that was assigned to Mayor Giuliani's staff that was going to address what happened. And, of course, he said that, you know, when they arrived there, at, and I think it was on the 9th floor, but wherever it was, wherever the office was, the emergency office, why, there was coffee on the tables. The coffee was steaming, but of course, everybody was gone. And so he and his friend were there, and that was Michael Hess, and they called to find out what they should do. And they were ordered to get out, and so a few minutes later, they started down the stairs. They got to the 6th floor, when suddenly the whole floor just exploded beneath them, and they were just lucky they didn't plunge down into oblivion, but the stairwell just exploded. They managed to get back upstairs, and there were a series of explosions. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but certainly Barry Jennings told the story, and then he began to get pressure on and his employment. He was very, very concerned. He asked that the people who did that film called Loose Change take his footage out of that, but apparently you can pull it down up on the Internet because, of course, 1 or 2 days before the NIST report, the government report, came out to explain that Building 7, and, of course, it was a lie. They can't admit it was a controlled demolition. Think of the implications. If somebody were to come forward and say, I was part of the movement to kill, of course, to bring that building down and to kill all those people, what do you think would happen to them? And I'm sure that they would be killed, certainly as we know so many people who were associated with the Kennedy assassination were killed. We know, of course, the people who were affiliated with what happened with Martin Luther King. We know that they killed Martin Luther King because we have talked to people who went to the trial, and they totally blacked out information on the trial. But, of course, poor Barry Jennings died just 1 or 2 days before the report was released, and when the people from Loose Change hired a private investigator, she refunded their money and said, never, never contact me again on this. Well, let's go to Bob, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. That was very interesting. I woke up a couple years ago about it, and I was kept in the dark for a long time by listening to Dr. Larry Bates and Chuck Bates, because they still refuse to believe it. So I don't know what's wrong with those guys.
Well, I don't know what's wrong with them either, but I will tell you that it took me a couple of years to wake up because I didn't want to believe it. And then, of course, after a period of time, when I started watching Building 7 come down, I must have watched it come down about 10 times before I finally said, that's controlled demolition. I had to give up what I wanted to believe for the truth, and that's what we should all be doing. But anyway, I'm glad that you've come around. I hope you can convince others.
I'm always doing it. Always, always, always. Do you think the Bates boys are insiders, or are they just totally ignorant and blind? I don't know.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to offer an opinion on anyone else in the conservative movement.
Good people can be mistaken, and so not to let anybody talk about 9/11. They continue to poo-poo it. They say it's all a joke. John Russell, all of them. And I don't understand it, because it's plain as the nose on your face that it was a controlled demolition. You got 850 architects and engineers to talk about it. You have all the fine work that Alex Jones and his crew, Infowars.com, you got. It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's so frustrating. I find a lot of people are knowing, though.
Well, you know, we actually have a 4-tape set called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? And there we interview the man who was in charge of cleaning up the demolition, the wreckage of the Building 7. He was there, arrived the next day. And he says, you know, he was 99% certain this was a controlled demolition. And we actually have William Rodriguez there with the last person in the who leave the North Tower before it collapsed. And, of course, he was threatened on a number of occasions, you know, to silence him, to keep him from telling the truth about what happened. So we've interviewed a number of people. We interviewed Jimmy Walters before he had to go into hiding in Europe. Unfortunately, we've got to get the truth out because the murderers are still at large. And I believe some of them, I don't know whether George Bush knew anything about what was happening. I suspect that he was never told what was going to happen, so he would have plausible denial. But, of course, he knows.
You know, these people, all these control media, they have blood on their hands. Amen. They're, you know, accessory to the fact. They all have blood on their hands. Hannity, all those Fox guys, they all have blood on their hands. And Charlie Sheen, look at the tremendous courage that he has going on right now.
I will tell you, I agree with you totally. I think that I may disagree with him on some issues, but we're going to have to work with liberals. We're going to have to work with anybody who's trying to get the truth out. We'll agree on what we can't agree. We won't talk about what we don't agree on because we need to bring the criminals to justice before they destroy this nation. Because believe me, if they were able to get through with killing those 3,000 people, would they hesitate to kill 300 million people? I don't think so.
It's the most unbelievable thing ever. And that's why I find it so frustrating trying to get through some of the sheep.
Well, that's why you want to listen to Radio Liberty on a regular basis, and I'm sure.
I do, man. Thank you for all your work, too, Stan. You're a real patriot.
God bless you. Thanks very much for calling,
Bob.
And let's go to Dave is calling in from Vermont. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Thank you very much. On the morning of 9/11, Giuliani was in a restaurant when the first plane hit the North Tower, and he immediately heads downtown to towards his Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center 7. But for some reason, they took up, they abandoned the special bunker that they had, and they moved into, they set up their offices at 75 Barclay Street. And I don't know what, I've never been able to figure out what the address of the World Trade Center 7 was, but it's on the same street. And my question is, don't you find it very curious that he would set up an office right next to or just down the street from World Trade Center 7, unless they knew that 7 was going to come down with the North Tower, that, and I believe that they were designed, that this whole operation was designed to destroy World Trade Center 7 at the same time that the other towers came down.
Well, some people believe that the plane that went down in Shanksville was actually supposed to hit building number 7. I don't know. All I know is the fact that that building was brought down by controlled demolition. We know that Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco actually was warned the night before not to fly on 9/11 because, we have the newspaper article out of the Chronicle. And what's so interesting is today he's denying. He said what he said at that time. I personally talked to his press officer who worked in the office there, who confirmed the article in the San Francisco Chronicle that was printed, I think, on the 12th, saying that Mayor Willie Brown had actually been contacted the evening of 9/10, I guess it was, and told not to fly the following day. And they sort of minimized it, but there's no question it. But now what's really so interesting is that today Willie Brown denies that. So obviously somebody's gotten to Willie, somebody has got to Giuliani, somebody gets to all of them and gives them an offer they can't refuse.
Yes.
Anything else, Dave?
No, I just find it very curious that when Barry Jennings came to his office at the World Trade Center 7, that he found it already abandoned. There should be some paper trail there. Somebody's got to be accountable for telling them to get out of World Trade Center 7, and there's got to be a good reason why they told them to abandon a building that was not damaged at all.
No question at all. But you see, we don't have subpoena power. I think that anybody who is, say, a state attorney general or local attorney general who has certainly subpoena power, would be killed if they tried to get to the bottom of it. When you consider the enormity of the crime, this is simply not the murder of one individual like the murder of John Kennedy or the murder of Bobby Kennedy or the murder of Martin Luther King, and they were all killed as part of various conspiracies. We can verify that, and anybody who wants to hear our four tape or four CD sets, we have the interviews with people who know what happened. But here we're talking about the murder of almost 300 people, and the people who are responsible got off scot-free. Well, one day they're going to have to stand before the bar of justice and face the Lord of the heavens and answer for their crimes. And I certainly wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Anyway, thanks very much, and I hope you'll just keep getting people to listen to our programs and get educated. Anything else before we let you go there, Dave?
No, that's all. Thank you very much.
God bless. And let's go to Jim, who's calling in from West Virginia. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm back. This should put the World Trade Center events into perspective. Build something out of structural steel, weld it, bolt it, or rivet it together. Then try to take it down at near free fall speed using anything but explosives. Thanks, Stan. You get the work at Talk Radio. We get the fun.
God bless. Thanks so much. Okay, let's go to Mark calling from San Jose. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you got a question, a comment, you'd agree, you disagree. Maybe you think that Building 7 came down just like the government says it did. But believe me, when you work for the government, you don't tell the truth. If you work for the government and you tell the truth, why, of course, you'll either lose your job or you'll be killed. And they would not hesitate to kill the people. There's a book written by Craig Roberts. It's called The Missing Witnesses. I think there were well over 100 people who knew what had happened in AO to President Kennedy, and they were just executed one after another. We're dealing with vicious people. I've interviewed CIA assassins. You haven't heard my 4-CD set on the deadly assassins. On deadly assassins, you need to hear it. Well, let's go to Mark, who's calling from San Jose. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Doctor, and I've got a lot to say, so I better shut up. I mean, start. But the other Craig Roberts...
You can't very well say it if you got to shut up, so go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. The other Craig Roberts on KFAX and Andy Froiland, mysteriously, are, and my name's Mark Trout, by the way, and tell him I said so, mysteriously are not going to talk about 9/11. The reason is I got kicked out of KFAX 1100 radio studios by the manager who told me, and I quote, "I have made the decision not to talk about 9/11, end quote. And I said, "Why is that?" And he just repeated himself. So there's a much stifling among Christians and conservatives. Sean Hannity, for instance, I was on his show. I met the man, and I was on his show about 6 months ago. Before I learned the truth about 9/11, I was listening to you on KKMC in June and then learned all this stuff. And I have no respect anymore for him or the other guys that will not talk about this. Don't tell me that they don't know about it. You know, the fact is they do know about it, and this has been on the computer for a long time. I didn't know how to use the computer. I'm an old geezer, and I now know how to use it, and it's been around a long time. And the fact is Larry Silverstein, who bought the buildings in 2001 for like $13 million, collected $5 billion, and I heard him say it on the computer, we decided to pull Building 7. That's lingo for demolition work. Now, folks, you folks that know about Dr. Stan and his work and are not telling others, I've literally gone to house businesses and passed out his cards to tell people about this and other things Dr. Stan's doing. And we need to get on this. And it is a very real fact that it was an inside job, okay, and that if we don't contact our officials like I did. I wrote Boxer, Feinstein, Honda. Honda wrote me down, gave me the typical lie in his letter and said, oh, the fires brought the buildings down. There will be no 9/11 commission report. We have to get the heat on these people because they're liars. And the fact is if you know this stuff, okay, the interesting thing about it, Dr. Stan, is I was going down the street passing out your cards, talking to people. I found a lot of people that already knew this stuff, and when I asked them, well, have you written letters? A lot of them said no. So what? You're worthless, folks. I'm talking to you maybe out there. You're worthless if you don't take this information and write a letter and demand that we have a real 9/11 commission report.
Well,
Chris,
No, I was just going to say, I hope you encourage them to listen to our radio program, because people have to get educated.
Yeah.
They have to see the big picture. I mean, we can't just look at 9/11 or the Twin Towers or the invasion of Iraq or the murder of Martin Luther King. They have to see the big picture. But I appreciate everything you're doing,
yeah.
Mark.
One more thing, real quick.
Go right ahead.
I go to the recruiting stations, too, and give your cards out and say, hey, guys, I know you're between a rock and a hard place because you're in the military. But you better get this information out and get your friends and family and all that to write letters, because you're dying for nothing. That's what I've been totally turned around, man. Totally turned around. When you learn this and it starts to gel in your mind, you say, wait a minute, that is the smoking gun. Building 7 is the smoking gun of smoking guns, because no plane hit it. Okay? And then it starts to gel and you say, whoa, these dirtbags, you know, they murdered our own people to get us into a war, you know? And it starts gelling. And I saw Willie Brown on that day. Willie Brown had a very nervous laugh. I go up to San Francisco every week just about, and you get a two-minute talk, you know, if you want to, as a citizen, to talk to the mayor if he shows up, and he usually doesn't, so you talk to President Chu in San Francisco there and the Board of Supervisors. And I remember when Willie Mayer was mayor and this nervous laugh that he had when they asked him why he didn't fly, he just went, and now he's denying it. They all knew about it. A lot of people knew that this thing was going to happen. Sure enough.
Well, I'm sure Willie Brown wants to die of old age anyway, rather than end up like some other people who try to tell the truth. Hey, Mark, thanks for everything you do, and just keep handing the cards out and encourage people to listen, to get educated. Hopefully we can motivate them. That's all we can do.
When are we going to hear you on family radio?
Oh, well, I don't know, but we did the interview, and let's hope they play it. Let me know when it's played. God bless, and thanks very much, Mark. Well, we have got a gentleman named Brad is calling from Texas. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Is that Brad or?
Brad, yes, Brad from Texas.
All right, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
I had a comment. I've been listening to a lot of talk radio. I listen to pretty much all the shows, and since we're all us patriots are probably high on the probability list for data mining and using our cell phones, listening, and potentially actually bypassing echelon and getting to real ears, real people, I have a suggestion that most patriots listen to all these shows, Alex Jones, Butch Paul, all these shows.
Hold that just a moment.
Okay.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Bless, we're out of time here. Well, this is Dr. Stan here. We hope you enjoyed the program with Dr. David Ray Griffin. He's a theologian, but he's retired, and he's written 11 or 12 books on what happened on September 11th. He does an excellent job. He's a stickler for detail, as a college professor would be. But, of course, we're indebted to him for his willingness to come on. But this was dinner time, and so we were fortunate to get him for a 30-minute program. Then, of course, if you'd like to know what really happened as far as the Oklahoma City bombing, we have a couple of four-tape sets on Oklahoma City. We've got a couple of DVDs on Oklahoma City. And you need to understand that they killed those people. And when they were able to get rid of that, then, of course, they planned 9/11 and they killed those people. Who are they? Well, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it, the Brotherhood of Darkness and or the DVD. But, of course, if you want to get in the background, we've got a special of 5 DVDs on the attack on the World Trade Center, and we get them at reduced cost. If you get all of them together or get them separately, we have, I think, 2 or 3 four-tape sets. One of them is Why Did the Building Come Down? I believe there's a 9/11 update. We have an interview with Sergeant Laura Chavez, who sort of disappeared after I interviewed him. He was at the CENTCOM headquarters the morning of the attack, and he said there was a stand-down order, and they were having all sorts of exercises that morning that simulated somebody hijacking airplanes and crashing them into buildings. And Laura Chavez violated the rule. He told the truth, and, we haven't heard from him or been able to contact him since then. But we do have that, the interviews with him. We have so much information at Radio Liberty. So go to our website of RadioLiberty.com if you'd like to get the items we've talked about. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV, war. We do hope many of you, of course, are going to give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and so you can do that by simply calling us at that number. We hope you're going to want to be coming to our October 25th all-day meeting. It's going to be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. It's going to be a great time, and, of course, we're going to have time for you to talk to the speakers and to talk to other people who will be coming from all across America. So that's October 25th. You've got to have a reservation, however, because, of course, we're going to be serving lunch, and we have to know how many people are going to be there. The number again, 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great book. It's called A Family of Secrets. Family of Secrets. It's all about the Bush family and, of course, the grandfather, Prescott, and George W. And of course, George Herbert Walker Bush. Information I've never seen elsewhere. The author did an excellent job with that. And then we've got the book, so many books, but one of them is called Into the Buzzsaw. It's a series of essays with people who work in the media, who told the truth. And because they told the truth, it ended their career. One of them, of course, Gary Webb, worked. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, staff writer, working for the San Jose Mercury. But because he told the truth about the CIA and drugs, well, he lost his job, couldn't get another job, ended up committing himself in the committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. But you will actually read his story there in Into the Buzzsaw. So give us a call if you'd like to get any of these items. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. What you really need is my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, The Forbidden Secret, and Financial Armageddon. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, Forbidden Secrets, and Financial Armageddon. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle. And if America doesn't turn back to...
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no